Jesus had like the best salad ever. His hair was probably just illustrious. I can only imagine. I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it wasn't, if I didn't, you know, see what was going on. But, you know, all was good. I, like I said, you know, in the statement I released with Glazers, I understand this business. I truly do. There's no hard feelings. You know, obviously, you know, I've talked with Rick and Rob, and, you know, we're all on the same page. And you know, I understand where we're at in the season. Matter of fact, I take it as a sign of respect that they still think I have value. But, you know, I'm excited to be a Viking. I really am. I'm excited to try to right this ship, and I'm all in. And so I understand where we're going. I don't even know how serious it was. They never called me and said, you know, I was never like borderline getting ready to go anywhere. I just, the hoopla, I just went about my day as normal. And again, my focus is the Cowboys. I was watching film yesterday. So
did you talk to him this morning? Did you need to kind of see where things stood? Or
Nope. I mean, we're good. That's all. I mean, you know, our private car, we're all good. So it's never been an issue, man. So again, like I said, it's part of this business.
You talked with Rick and Rob though after the deadline passed about where you stood?
Yeah, I talked with Rick. Yeah, okay. And that's, so we're good. You know, and so like I said, it's all like, there's nothing. There was no surprises. There's no anything going on. Like I said, I understand the business. I understand where we're at, and I think they do too. And you know, I know they're still happy to have me here, and I'm still happy to be here. And we got work to do. And that's where my message is, guys. You know, 1-9 sucks. And you know, if you don't get, two things can happen when you lose like we did last week. You can either get in a hole or you can get motivated. And for me, it's motivated. I mean, that was the worst defense experience I've ever had in my career as a football player, to not make a team punt. And for me, that's embarrassing. I got to do more. I got to figure, if, you know, I saw the coaches, they said, if there's more I can do, let me know. Let, you know, coach me harder. You know, coach me. I put it on my back. And we got to turn this thing loose. So I look at it, we have a 9-game season. You know, wherever win losses lay on, you know, would be. But, you know, my message to our guys is that we have a 9-game season. Put everything you got out there for 9 games. You know, whatever your motivation is, wherever you find your motivation, find it. Because at the end of the day, you know, we represent the Vikings, but we also represent ourselves. And you got to put good stuff on tape, and that's your resume. I honestly, in my heart, believe we have the players here to win. And we need to perform. And so when I made that comment, this is the worst defense I've ever been on, had nothing to do with the players, nothing to do with calls, nothing to do with any of that. We're not performing. It has everything to do with performance. And that was the worst defensive performance I'd ever been a part of. And that lies just as much on me as it does anybody else. And so, you know, that's where my mindset at. That's where I'm motivated. And, you know, even talking to my wife last night, it's like, you know, you pray, like, hey, God's going to take me where he's going to take me, you know. And obviously there's unfinished business here. I got things to do here. And you know, my goals are still to win a championship in the purple. So, you know, that's why I signed here. That's why I'm still here. And I'm going to fight every single day until we turn this thing around. And I think we got a good opportunity this week.
Jared, do you want to stay here beyond this season? I know that's a ways off.
Yeah, you know, honestly, again, I cross bridges when they come to me. You know, again, like I said, you know, I have a great relationship with Rick and Rob and Coach Frazier and George and everybody here at the Ziggy. I have great relationships. So there's zero animosity, zero anything. But, you know, just like with all the trade rumors weeks and weeks ago, I don't even deal with it till it comes. Even yesterday, I'm getting text messages from all these media people. I said, I don't know. I'm watching TV like the rest of y'all, you know. I'll deal with that bridge if it happens. I'll cross that bridge. I'm not going to go pretend I'm somewhere when I'm not. Right now, I got the Dallas Cowboys to worry about. And I got to worry about, you know, getting this defense on the right track and pushing forward, you know. So, you know, that's my concern. The end of the year will take care of itself. And I'm sure at the end of the year, when it's all said and done, I'll sit down with Rick and Rob and we'll all have an honest conversation of where we're at, what we want to plan on doing. And like I said, it's going to, whatever happens will happen then. But right now, it's about winning football games. And we have 9 games left, and a lot can happen in 9 games. And we've made runs here before. So
when you talk about motivation, when you watch how Dallas loses the game before they're playing you, you kind of look at that and go, oh God, that's the last thing you want to see, a team that's going to come in just furious.
No, I don't care. I don't care what Dallas is doing. I really don't. It's about us. It has to be about us. It has to be about what we're doing. Because, you know, any team can win. Any team can lose, you know. you know, and usually the margin of victory isn't by much. I mean, unfortunately, we've gotten our butts kicked the last few weeks, right? But, you know, even when we were 3-13, I draw strength from that because, I mean, heck, we were up 23-0 on teams and we'd blow it, you know? So it's not about what Dallas is doing. I mean, if they weren't motivated, I'd say that, you know, that there's an issue.
Did you see that last week?
Yeah, I saw it. You know, that sucks, you know? But, hey, we got our own problems to worry about. They're 4-4. I don't feel sorry for them. They don't feel sorry for us, you know? So, you know, for me, it's about working. It's about practicing and bringing. You know, one thing I view, I always look where I can get better. You know, I'm gonna work, but we need to bring everybody along. So, you know, I'm gonna stay on my teammates, not let people get in a hole. They're gonna stay on me. You know, one thing we do, we have a tight locker room here, and we're gonna push people. We're gonna push the coaches. They're gonna push us. And again, you know what I mean? It's you get tired of hearing it, you get tired of saying it, but it's time. It's one of those things that, you know, it's time to refocus. Get motivated if you weren't already, and not accept mediocrity. You can't accept mediocrity. You know, I'm gonna be tougher on the players. I'm gonna be tougher on myself. You know, I've already told Coach, if you see somewhere I can improve, please let me know, and let's go to work. You know, so that's the only way I know how to do things is lead by example, and you know, like I said, I'm all in. I'm excited to get going down to Dallas and try to get a victory. And you know, like I said, we've gone on 4-game runs here. We've gone on 6-game runs here. Throw 9 in the mix. Let's try to do it.
When you look back at the tape, why were you guys so bad defensively in that game?
You know what? Honestly, I haven't even watched that tape. It's one of those tapes you light on fire. You pray it's an anomaly, right? But it's a combination of things. So we were very good on first down. That's one thing you could say. But our third down percentage was 72%. That is god-awful. You know,
how does that happen?
It. You know, part of it is Aaron's that good. Ball is out fast. You put a clock on him, and a lot of the throws are dang near out under 2 seconds. You know, 2.25. You know, I've always, when I came to the league, you say anything over 2.25 seconds, that's on us. You know, you get to 2.5, 3 seconds, that's D-line all the way, right? Anything under that, he's a heck of a guy. You know what I mean? They throw and catch. So, you know, I can't speak for other positions. I can only speak for the D-line. We have to do a better job on third down. I mean, on second down. So first down, we were great. We were TFL. I mean, a lot of times in the game, we were 2nd-10, 2nd-12. Yet, they're in 3rd-2 the next play. 3rd-2 is the toughest down to defend. You know, I mean, is it run? Is it pass? Now you're guessing. Now you're not in attack mode. Now it's like I'm overanalyzing a stance. Like, it might be, you know, and you're trying to make a play, and then they have the whole book open. So, again, you're not going to point out one reason. When things go that wrong, it comes down to fundamentals. It comes down to little things. I'm a firm believer that little changes make huge differences and create big results. So, you know, my message to the D-line is, listen, we need to earn the right to rush the passer. We can't worry about how many sacks we have. You got to earn the right to get there. And that starts on first and second down. That starts on shutting down an A gap, shutting down a C gap. You know, if you got to get underneath a block, you better be underneath that block. Starts with a positive attitude of practice, you know. Ain't got time. We don't have time for emotional highs and lows. You know, that's football. You can't do this or you're going to be, you know, in the mix. And, you know, and part of it, you know, is that focus on your details. And when you clean up details, the big stuff, the big plays don't happen. You know, you make a tackle in the hole, it's a 3-yard game versus a, you know, 50-yard game.
Joe, no. More umpy or amped up today than you.
Yeah, I told you, I got my butt whooped, man. I'm sorry, we got our butt whooped on Sunday. I it's embarrassing. I don't like being embarrassed, and I take ownership for it, and I feel like I need to get better. And then, you know, to be honest, you know, even when you're hearing the, you know, stuff, you know, sometimes you don't realize, you know, how much you love what you got until you feel like it's almost going to be taken. I've been here for 6 years, and the thought of yesterday happened to leave was, you know, you're kind of like thinking logistics, like, okay, if this did happen, what the heck am I gonna, you know, I gotta get my family here. And I love the Vikings. I really do, man. I mean, I put heart and soul into this place now for 6 years, and I want to win here. I love these fans here. I want to win. They don't, I mean, we haven't played good at home yet. We got our butts kicked 3 weeks in, you know, 3 home games, and they don't deserve that. You know, they support us on and off the field. And, you know, I feel like we owe them more. I feel like I owe my teammates more. I owe my coaching staff more. You know, and the only way to motivate other guys, I'm not a rah-rah. I'm not going to go give a huge speech in front of the team and rah-rah that way. All I know is to put my pads on, go out there, and if guys see me working hard to get better, they say, oh, hey, 10 years in, he's still working. I can work, you know. You know, try to motivate young guys, get guys to do things right. And we got, you know, not that guys weren't, but, you know, there's no way to turn. You know, you can either implode or, like I said, or you can get on your details and you can try to, you know, make something of it. And, you know, it's not like we can't forfeit games, you know. We're not going to pull a Grambling, you know. We're not going to refuse to get on the bus. So, hey, you know, Ziggy's still going to pay every person in here. They better show up and start playing some football. That's the bottom line. And so that's why I'm motivated. I'm upbeat. I'm not gonna let circumstances take my joy. You know, I say it all the time. Football is what I do. It's not who I am. So my ups and downs aren't, you know, deterred by the season. But I'm very passionate about my job, and I want to be successful. And I want to be the best at what I can do, and I know I still got plenty left in the tank. So I'm gonna go out there and give them hell until the wheels fall off.
Jared, generally, oh, go ahead.
What do you say when you mean you want to get tougher? You might have to get tougher on players. What does that mean?
Oh, you demand more. You demand excellence, you know, and sometimes, and it's not, I guess maybe tougher is the wrong word, I don't know, but it's accountability. It's just, you know, it starts with myself, you know, if I'm not supposed to be doing, if I take a shot at something and I screw something up, you know, Kevin needs to be tough on me. Say, hey, that's not your play to make, you know, stay where you're supposed to be. And the same thing, if a guy's falling in and out of his gap, or if a guy's not making plays, it's you're not gonna dog cuss him or anything like that. You're not gonna belittle him. But sometimes it's just a man to man. Hey man, I need you to step up your game for the rest of us. And that's where the accountability to each other comes in. And if each guy is playing to be accountable for the guy next to him, you don't have those gaps, because it's not about you. It's about how, you know, I play better because I don't want my guys to be mad at me for not doing my part. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the guy. When they turn that film up, please don't put the red dot on me. You know, that's like, I'm going to do my job, and I'm hoping to help my team win. And so, you know, that's what it is. And I think that's what part of being a leader on this team is. And, you know, when you win, it's easy just to slide. I mean, leadership shows when you're in your lulls. And it's either, you know, like I said, guys have a decision to make right now. Tank or come to work and put your hard hat on and get busy, and we got those kind of guys that are gonna put their hard hat on, and you know,
last couple.
So
generally speaking, Jared, when you're interacting with your players or coaches on the sideline during game day, like, I don't know if you saw the Dez Bryant stuff on Sunday where he's yelling. What basically my question is, what's the line in terms of how far you can go without it becoming counterproductive in terms of expressing things?
The lines depend on how far your coaches want to let you go. So, the Dez thing, I think when they release the audio, all of a sudden everybody's got a different report. I mean, that's why sometimes, you know, no offense, we love all of our media guys, but things get blown up way more than they need to be. It's a passionate game. It's a violent game. Guys want to win, you know? And sometimes guys need to vent and they need to express things. That, I mean, heck, me and Frazier have been nose to nose on the sideline, you know, pointing each other in the chest. It doesn't mean I disrespect him. It doesn't mean I don't love him. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to call his call. I was pissed off at a situation. I'm venting my frustration about what I think needs to be going to win that game. It's never, and 99% of the time, it's never about the individual. It's usually about a situation. And you heard the audio from Dez. It was, we need to do this, we need to do that. All of a sudden, every time. But when you see that kind of heat and energy, you know that person's invested. You know, that's better than the guy that's just, you know, moping on the sideline by himself with his helmet off, you know. So when you see that kind of energy, man, it's good. So the line is wherever that coach will let him take it to without fisticuffs.
And, exactly. So short of punching somebody, it's fair game.
Yeah, man, because you don't know what the set-off is. You don't know what they practice. You don't know, you know, as commentators, everybody wants to think they know exactly what calls and what everybody's job is within that defense or within that offense, but you don't know. Heck, we can watch film and we might say we played some way, but they might have a totally different scheme of playing things. And that dude might have practiced something all week, and he has an opportunity to do something, and it's like, son of a gun. And you're frustrated because you think at that point that you can help that team, that your team win. So I like that kind of stuff. I think it's funny.
Is there a length of time that maybe you cross the line, like you should have a tantrum like that? only lasts a certain amount of time, then you move on? Or?
Well, yeah, it's got to be ended. I mean, within maybe get a shot clock on it, right? Maybe 24 seconds. I don't know. You know, like I said, if it becomes a helmet top, then it can be a little destructive. But I can't say nothing, man. I've thrown my helmet plenty of times. You know, I've been nose to nose with coaches plenty of times with other players. It happens, you know. And again, like I said, I think that's a sign of someone that's invested. I have a bigger problem with people that are detached and that are just like, you know, counting butterflies on the side when you're trying to just get a win. So, yeah, I mean, maybe it shouldn't go on the whole time. But honestly, I saw it, the clips. I was like, like I said, the audio comes out. Now everybody's like, oh, you're so passionate. You know, yeah, give the kid a break. You know, he's hot for a minute. But, you know, you're around, it's just like family. You're around each other every day, all the time. Sometimes you need a vent session. Sometimes you need to just, hey, L-I-G it, let it go, and move on.
Are you seeing that emotion and fire on your sideline this year?
Yeah, guys, listen, I never have to question a guy's effort on this team, man. Guys, we practice hard, and guys play hard. You know, what we're breaking down is just straight up making plays. I mean, we're not performing up to our abilities. And that's, you know, again, that's the upsetting part. But the work is there, you know, and, yeah, if I saw somebody in the tank, I'd be the first one to jump on them. So, guys are invested. Guys want to play. Guys are energetic, and we just need to. We just got to be better. That's just the bottom line. We got to be better at what we do, and I think you'll see a drastic change this week. I mean, can only be embarrassed so many times, and that was rock bottom. I mean, the Green Bay game for me was rock bottom. Not making a team punt, that's just unacceptable. So, heck, get to work and. Dallas, hopefully we have a different outcome. Like I said, we've made runs here before, so all you can do is keep your head up and keep pushing on. And, you know, it's my job as one of the old guys on the team and the team leader to lead by example and to have that fire, to have that motivation here at work, have that passion, and, you know, young guys will follow along.
All right,
y'all.
I'm running block.